is case number 11,604, which has been withdrawn.
It's too late.
August the 5th here.
Too late to withdraw. Make a motion to deny.
You can.
Okay.
You can make a motion to accept the withdrawal. This was the one, if you recall, Mr. Mills, that
we were asking for a picture, right?
No, this was the one where the applicant came up and there was a question about whether he could apply for a variance or a special use exception.
Okay. But the last meeting,
and No, this was two meetings ago, and it was tabled at the last meeting. This is the Yoder case, and we had not had, frankly, really any testimony on this one.
Yeah, but when he was supposed to be, we thought he was going to be here last meeting because you came to me before the meeting. If he came in, we was going to bring him to the front, and he didn't show up. And my mind recalls, and you all got back and forth.
That's correct. We didn't know if he had been aware of it or not. However, there was a question as to whether or not he had been made aware that he needed to be here. And since, I think 2 days after the meeting, there was a letter of withdrawal that was submitted to the office requesting that the application be withdrawn. I think Ms. Cornwell has that. I don't know if the board has seen it. I have not, but that was what was before the board here.
Yeah, but he knew to be here. We told him at the original meeting. That's what I don't understand, but whatever.
Wasn't there an administrative question?
There was.
Yeah.
Has that been straightened out yet, Jamie?
Not yet.
It's a more complicated answer than we had anticipated that evening. Cool. So, and we've had some vacations of folks, and it's been tough to get the to get everybody to sit down and come up with a form of plan.
They had the wrong lot to start with, wasn't it? Wrong partial.
That was correct.
That's what really.
And I think that's probably the reason for, if I had to guess, primarily for the withdrawal. But I mean, Ms. Cornwell's got the letter. I would.
Honestly, the letter is to whom it may concern on behalf of Mark and Polly Yoda, petitioners in the above Kempchen case. Please withdraw this case from your consideration. And it's signed by Kevin Schroeder.
Okay.
Well, to be denied, right?
Well, you can do a motion to accept the withdrawal, and then it's just off the table.
So we have to vote on that?
We would need a motion to accept the withdrawal letter and a vote on that.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we accept the withdrawal letter.
I'll second that.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Hudson that we accept the withdrawal letter on case number 11,604. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, gentlemen, that is everything for this evening, I believe. Sharp, you have anything for us?
I have nothing, Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Gorman, you have anything for us?
I have nothing, thank you.
Motion to Jenny, go. You're not getting out of it. Do you have anything down there looking right?
I think.
Okay.
Motion to go.
Second. All those in favor?
Or wherever you.
All right. Wherever you put your feet at. Adjourned. Subject to call.
Happy Labor Day.